Hello, and thank you for tuning in to the Indiana Athletic Trainers Association podcast, hosted by the Young Professionals Committee. The views and opinions expressed by speakers, guests, or others who have provided materials to and for this podcast are not necessarily those of the IATA. The IATA assumes no responsibility for, nor endorses any of the comments, recommendations, or materials that are provided. Do you need CEUs? Check out the IATA website, where you can find a link to EBP Central, working in collaboration with athletic trainers to continue Indiana's tradition of excellence.
Hello again, and welcome back to the IATA podcast. My name is Casey Hebenstreet. I'm your host for this for the podcast here, and today we have one of the co-chairmen or co-chairs of the Indiana Athletic Trainers Professional Development Committee. Daniel Welty. Daniel, you want to introduce yourself?
Thanks, Casey, for having me on. And as Casey said, my name is Daniel Welty. I'm the IATA Professional Development Committee co-chair. Chrissy Lauber could not join us this evening, but she is the other co-chair. Many of you know Chrissy. She is a longtime IATA secretary, and she is also a IATA Hall of Famer. For myself, I'm YP, haven't made it to that Hall of Fame status yet. So
soon. We're working soon. Working towards it.
But me and Chrissy have been co-chairs of the we just call it the PDC, so that's what I'll call it from now on, so throughout the podcast. So we've been co-chairs of the PDC since like November of last year, took on this role, and we're really excited about this year's annual symposium.
Yeah, so one of the reasons we wanted to have you on here was just kind of to maybe talk about the annual symposium coming up, the IATA annual symposium coming up this summer. Great chance to get some CEUs and to get some hands-on, get back to hands-on learning and kind of live learning. When is the symposium again?
Yeah, so the 2021 IATA Annual Symposium is going to be on Saturday, July 24th, and it is hosted at the 502 East Event Center in Carmel, Indiana. We are going to have an in-person event. We're really excited about that, to be able to get back in person. I know a lot of us have been doing a lot of virtual things through our jobs and even virtual CEUs, but we're going to get back together. All of us kind of get back together here in Indiana type of thing and be able to, you know, talk with each other face-to-face rather than over video cam. But we're really excited about this in-person event. But we're doing it in the safest way possible as well.
Yeah, so just remember, you actually have to wear pants to this one. Haven't had to do that for a while, so we're finally getting back to actually having to wear pants, actually having to wear a full get-up here, back into a live event type thing. So we're really looking forward to that on Saturday, July 24th up in Carmel. You guys create a theme for it for this year.
Yeah, so our theme this year is Learn Today, Apply Tomorrow. That theme really came from feedback from past year symposiums. People are really wanting clinical information, clinical knowledge that they can take from the symposium and be able to take it back to their clinical practice to work with their patients and improve their patient care. And so what better way to do that than learn it at the symposium today and apply it to your clinical practice the very next day? That's why we've created a variety of different ways of learning at this year's symposium. We have some traditional lectures. We have mini labs. We also have two learning labs that people will be able to participate in. And when I say learning labs, they will be learning labs. There will be hands-on activities. There'll be a little bit of lecture here and there to get some information, but definitely hands-on learning. Again, what we want is, again, that you learn it today and apply it tomorrow.
Yeah, that's one of the things that always that's difficult with the virtual components right now is just not as much chance to get your hands to get hands-on experience with anything that you're kind of presenting. I know going to the NAATA and GLADA and all those other symposiums and clinics and everything else like that, that I always look forward trying to get onto those mini labs and learning labs as much as I can, just because to me that's just so much more applicable. You just get to a point where you can actually apply it. A lot of times when I'm sitting in a lecture and it's like, hey, we're going to talk about this and this is what we found and here's all of our data. Okay, how do I apply that? And so, or, you know, it'd be great to apply that, but I have no idea the techniques that are needed to utilize it. So it's great being able to get back into in-person and getting back into those and have that available to us.
And even our lectures that we have, you know, that are that traditional, sit in the seat, listen to the speaker, a lot of them are going to give you a lot of great clinical information as well and things that you can take back to your clinical practice. So it's not just the learning labs that are going to be beneficial, but I also think our lectures that are, you know, that the PDC has made a great program to be able to, again, go back to our theme, learn today, apply tomorrow. You'll probably hear it 1,000 times in emails and social media. But again, it's so important to us that we're equipping athletic trainers in Indiana and those that are coming into our annual symposium to really great learn great information and take it back and improve their patient care.
So what are some of those learning labs and hands-on experiences that we might be able to expect at this year's symposium?
Yeah. So if you all go to the IATA website, there is a annual symposium tab and it has information with registration, our speakers, as well as the schedule. So I'm just going to kind of work through the schedule, if that's okay, Casey.
Yeah, go for it, please.
And just kind of talk about each of our, kind of how the day is going to flow and those types of things. So we are really excited to start off at 8 a.m. With Kathy Derringer, who's going to be talking to us about athletic training value. She is our keynote speaker this year. We're really excited to have Kathy talk to us. She will not be in person. She'll be webcasted in. But again, I think it's gonna be a great talk, and then we're gonna have time for Q&A. Currently, as many of you know, that Kathy Derringer is NATA president-elect. And then by the time our meeting happens, she will be the NATA president. So we thought it was a great keynote speaker to have and somebody that has a lot of years of experience.
Probably one of her first things as president at this point. It's probably she'd be in for about a month at that point, I think.
Yeah, other than being at, I guess, virtually NATA. But yeah, this would be like probably another big event or talk that she'll be able to do as an ATA president. So
yeah,
again, excited to have her with the value that she brings, but then the talk of athletic training value. And then we will have a variety of breaks with our exhibitors that we'll have on site. Those are still to be determined, but we'll have some exhibitors there that attendees will be able to interact with. And then at 9:15, we have two sessions that are running at the same time. So people will be able to choose between creating a more inclusive environment for LGBTQ+ athletes, or they'll be able to go to another talk called Finding Wealth as an Athletic Trainer. Again, great topics there with Neil Stepp, with the creating more inclusive environment, and then Amber Kivett, who is a business owner. We've worked, we've got in contact with Amber through Clark Simpson and the Boat Academy. And so we kind of wanted to bring Amber in as she owns her own business. And again, her topic, Finding Wealth as an Athletic Trainer. So really excited about both of those topics. At 10:45, we're going to have, I keep saying great because I think all the sessions are great. I'm a little biased because I was part of the planning and choosing of these speakers. But again, our committee members helped make this program. So I'm just really excited to see this unfold. But at 10:45, we have Ralph Reif is going to be talking about sleep and what do we know. Some recommendations there for sleep and recommendations for athletes. And then the other talk that either between sleep or they'll be able to choose between feeling the high school athletes. We have Melanie, who is a certified sports dietitian, and she'll be talking about that. And some of these, you know, this topic, you know, says high school athlete, you know, she's going to be focusing on a little bit of that. But again, there's going to be some great knowledge. If you're really interested or you need more background in nutrition, and maybe you work in the industrial setting, don't overlook this just because it says high school. I want to make sure people know that. There's going to be a lot of great points that people will be able to take away from each session. So don't let that deter you, but think a look at the big picture when you're choosing your session.
Yeah, nutrition is something that you can continually, that you can kind of defer across a lot of different age populations, even though it might be focused towards that high school athlete that can still get, you know, there's only a few months between a high school senior and a college freshman. So there's still a lot of that stuff that you can pull away from any level athlete or even any, you know, personal fuel in your body for any activity that you might want to do as well. So kind of that nutrition knowledge is always something good to have, no matter what age it's, you know, quote unquote, directed towards.
Yeah. So those are our four traditional lecture types of talks. And then starting at 11:45, that I'll roll right into our lunch. At lunch, we'll have our annual business meeting, kind of giving an update, year in review of the IATA. And then after the business meeting, we're actually going to have some giveaways for those that are in attendance.
Everybody loves free stuff.
Yeah, who doesn't love something? So no word yet. I'm not going to spill anything yet, but you'll have to come and find out what you can win. But again, another benefit of signing up and coming to the annual meeting this year is some giveaways. So that'll happen after the business meeting. And then after that, we will have the honors and awards, which is probably one of my favorite things, especially the IAT Hall of Fame. You know, getting to see individuals that I've interacted with before and know and have a relationship with, and seeing them get an IATA Hall of Fame and actually other award winners. It's just a really cool experience and honoring our most deserving athletic trainers here in the state of Indiana. So really excited about the business meeting as well as the honors and awards. And then I guess lunch is important too. So that'll be good. So
again, that nutrition, fueling your body for any activity, including some mini labs and some learning labs coming up in the afternoon.
Yeah. So get fueled up for those mini labs that are happening right after. So our couple mini labs, attendees will be able to choose between one of these two mini labs. The first one is successful management of an opioid overdose incident. So someone will, Kylie, who will be talking about opioid overdose, but then also the use of Narcan. And so being able to allow people this mini labs will be kind of some lecture and then kind of at the end, kind of doing some hands-on skills. So people will be able to practice how to administer Narcan. And then the second mini lab is a case study, and it's a 24-hour effects of PNF and Mulligan with movement technique on hip flexion, range of motion, and motor control. So this is a very specific topic and patient and diagnosis. But again, it's Mulligan with movement, and so in PNF, and so at the end of kind of some lecture, there'll be that mini lab portion where people will be able to practice these things. Again, part of these mini labs are to get your hands kind of dirty. Again, that if you ever run into this situation in any of these, that you'll have some training to be able to do that. And again, learn today, apply tomorrow type of concept. Mm-hmm. And then our learning labs, which we're really excited about. We have two learning labs. We are actually going to repeat both of these learning labs. So we're going to have the learning labs at 3:00. And then at 5:00, we're also going to repeat those 3 p.m. learning labs. It's going to be the exact same talks at each time. The reason we wanted to do that is so that people have the opportunity to go to both and didn't really feel like they had to choose between one or the other. So this gives people a great opportunity. And these are such great learning labs that we thought it's worth repeating them. And our speakers are more than willing to do that for the IATA and for those that attend.
Yeah, they look great.
So the first one is blood flow restriction, practical application for the athletic trainer. I guess maybe a hot topic and things that I've been to conferences and they talked about blood flow restriction and had some cuffs, but I've never actually done it and applied it. And so I think this will be a great opportunity for individuals to actually put cuffs on and do some things. And as these learning labs will be some talking right in the learning lab, kind of like if you were an athletic training student, again, kind of in the classroom, you know, you kind of learn a little bit, then go apply it, learn a little bit, apply it. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of these learning labs will be as such. So that'll be a great, great session. And then the other session, other learning lab will be concussion rehabilitation, exertional and vestibular considerations. And so vestibular rehab. And so giving some people some tools and working them through some things that have concussions and working through some vestibular rehab types of things. So we're really excited about the learning labs, the blood flow restriction, as well as the vestibular therapy learning labs.
Great. And yeah, just remember, all this can be found on the Indiana Athletic Trainers Association website. That's www.iata-usa.org. Under the kind of learning professional development tab, right there, the annual symposium, you can, you know, look at the schedule, look at all the speakers, you know, and register for the annual symposium this year, which again is happening on Saturday, July 24th up in Carmel. What's the cost and, you know, how many CEUs and what's everybody kind of getting out of this year's symposium
from that standpoint? So if you all go to that website, you'll be able to find the registration fees, depending on your, membership category. There may be some different pricing, but for the vast majority of us that will be attending, if you're a member, a certified athletic trainer, that's a member of the IATA. Currently, the early bird price is $150. And that early bird fee ends on July 4th. On July 5th, that price goes up to $200. We consider that our late registration fee as it only has a few more weeks until the actual symposium. So early bird pricing for regular certified members is $150 now and through July 4th. So what do you get with your $150? A lot of people are looking, what can I get the most bang for my buck, right? Mm-hmm. And trying to say, what can I get? Well, I think the first thing that I want to point out is this is a one-day symposium. So for most people, they're going to be in Indiana coming to this symposium. Mm-hmm. So you're going to have some drive time there and out from the symposium, but you won't need a hotel. Like there is some other symposiums, some regional or national symposiums, conferences. You know, not only do you have airfare, but you also have hotel costs and all those things, and that starts adding up. And so this is nice because it's a one-day thing. You know, even if you live up in Fort Wayne, you can drive down that morning. It'd be a little early, I'll admit that, but drive down them. And when you get there, we'll have some breakfast and we'll have some coffee ready for you. When you
athletic
check in.
Trainers' favorite things, coffee.
Exactly.
always important.
Yeah, that's what we're fueled off of, right?
So, exactly.
So, you know, you'll come down and then you'll have your drive back. And so it'll take an all day thing, but it's nice because you get it all in one day. We're also happy that we're able to kind of do this in the summer and on a Saturday to make sure that we're allowing as many members and as many people within the state of Indiana to attend. There's no perfect date. I wish we could have a perfect date, but I don't know every, you know, 1,200 member schedules and trying to, that would be way too confusing. So this is the best day we felt possible that we could do this. And I think we'll be able to see a lot of individuals. So, you know, it's a one-day conference. And members will, or attendees, will be able to earn up to 11 CEUs. So how do we get 11 out of just kind of one full day? Well, we will have 8 CEUs on site at the actual live event. We will have two that are EVP, and then we will have six that are Category A. All are currently pending VOC approval. So we'll have eight CEUs on site. Along with your registration, you're going to receive a coupon code for two free courses on EVP Central. We're really excited to work with Labiba Russo on EVP Central and the IATA eLearning Academy to be able to offer our membership. Again, more bang for your buck, why you're coming to the IATA Annual Symposium, right? To get a good value. And so with your registration, that $150 includes two free courses on EVP Central. Courses on EVP Central range for 1.0 to 1.5 CEUs per course. So two or three CEUs that you can earn there. So all together up to 11 CEUs. I mentioned food. That's another cost when you go to a conference. Is people are like, what is it? I'm going to have all this food costs, right? Again, if you go to those national conferences, food is another thing. They're not feeding you. Well, nice thing here with IATA, we are going to provide breakfast and we're also going to be providing you lunch.
Okay.
So again, the $150 includes those things. So when you add it all out, it's a pretty good deal when you kind of look at per CEU and what that means for you. I also mentioned there's giveaways. And then I think there's value in it. There's not a monetary value, I would say, but it could be at one point, but the networking aspect of a in-person event, to being able to get around colleagues and talk with them. And you never know who you're going to meet. And so I think the ability to network, which may lead, maybe not today, but it may lead in the future for possible a job down the line. Or if you're a younger professional looking for a different career change, that might be an option to reach out and talk with some of these athletic trainers that are in those settings. So the networking aspect, it's hard to put a dollar figure on, I guess it's priceless. So
it's I'm sure all of us are looking forward to finally getting back to shaking hands and seeing people in person and meeting those new people and making and you know creating those new network opportunities type thing. Now I know there, you know, since this is the first, you know, we are still in a way in a pandemic and everything else like that, and there are still some that are going to be concerned with the, you know, being actually back in person and safety guidelines and everything else like that. And every state and every, you know, county is different. Can you talk a little bit about kind of the safety protocols and safety plans that we have in place for the conference, the symposium?
Yeah. So everyone listening knows that policies and recommendations change on a daily basis. There's a lot to unfold from now until the actual event. A lot could change. And so we just want to let people know we want to do this in the safest way possible to protect you as the attendee. What we're going to be doing is we're going to follow CDC, state, local, and facility guidelines. So at this point, more than likely, attendees will have to wear a mask. That's currently the facility's guidelines on that. They have to wear a mask inside the building. Within the building, they have hand sanitizer stations. They have like the little foot things on the doors at the bathroom, so you can kind of use your foot to open up the door. They're sanitizing everything, even the buffets. It won't be self-serve. It'll be served by the staff at the 502 East Event Center. So again, and chairs and tables spread out. And so we're probably going to still follow a lot of those social distancing guidelines. We'd rather be safe than sorry. And being healthcare professionals, we want to follow the best policies that are out there. One of those things with our safety plans is that everyone that comes in that checks in for the annual symposium will receive a free N95 mask. We're not requiring you to wear that mask. You can wear whatever mask you feel is appropriate, as long as it covers your mouth and your nose. But again, you'll be able to have a free N95 mask. Again, maybe something great for you to use with your clinical practice this fall, not knowing again what the recommendations will be, but just be able to have something like that. We want to thank Myotech, who donated the N95 mask, and they have allowed the IATA to distribute those how they see fit. And so I've worked with Connor Burton of the development committee to be able to get us some N95 masks for each of the attendees that come. So if you forget your mask, don't go to Walmart, just come right to the conference.
And we got one for you.
Got one for you. Exactly.
Great. That's awesome. I know. And hopefully, you know, hopefully everyone's out there has been able to, or, you know, is in the process of getting that vaccine as well. Even if you are vaccinated, we still have to follow those CDC and those event center guidelines. So just keep checking back on the website and with the registration and that to see if anything's changed. But as of right now, you know, we're still kind of looking at some of those restrictions. We are technically still a pandemic, so we still have to worry about that. But I still encourage everybody to make sure they go get their vaccines and, you know, taking care of yourself and staying healthy as much as possible.
Right. And great point, in case I didn't even think about mentioning it with the vaccine. We are not requiring that. We know that there's special circumstances and reasons why people may not get a vaccine. So the IATA is not requiring you to have a vaccine. Obviously, I, not associated with the IATA, just me, Daniel, I would encourage you to get your vaccine. but again, you know, there's circumstances where people aren't getting their vaccine at this point. So we're not requiring it. But like Casey said, we're going to follow those guidelines and more than likely make you wear a mask in July. It's indoors, it'll be air conditioned. Okay, so it won't be that hot. So, I know this August, once a lot of our those that work in, you know, at the athletic setting, you know, August coming around with a mask on will be a little bit brutal. But this will be inside, it'll be air conditioned, nice and cool, and get your hands on learning.
Exactly. And like I said, you know, sanitizing stations, hand sanitizing stations will be set up around the facility. They'll be sanitizing the facility. So everything's going to be done in as safe as possible manner. Great. This symposium is geared towards the certified athletic trainer for this annual symposium. I know the professional development committee doesn't do as much with a student symposium, but any students listening did definitely want to encourage you to keep your eyes open, keep your ears open. There are plans to put a student symposium on in the fall, this coming fall. So make sure you're keeping your eyes and ears open for that. We don't have a date set or anything else like that as of yet, just because we're still waiting to see what other COVID landscapes are going to be going into the fall. But it'll probably be a little bit, we'll be into the fall around October, November timeframe. So any students listening or any program directors listening, please make sure, you know, keep your eyes and ears open for any developments on that student symposium coming up sometime in the fall as well. So we're still actively working on making sure we can bring that to the IATA and, you know, get the students engaged as well. That's great. Daniel, you have anything else that you want to add to the about the symposium coming up?
Well, you know, I really actually want to thank all of our committee members on the professional development committee. You know, we kind of, when me and Chrissy took over as co-chairs, we had to form a committee, put together a program, choose speakers, and get everything out there. And we felt like a little bit we were behind the eight ball, but hopefully everyone can see that we have a schedule out, we have speakers coming, that there's going to be a great event. But I really do want to thank our committee members who have worked really hard to put together a program. I want to thank Andrew Doyle, Chris Hamlin, Jessica Keller, Sarah Rowe, and Matt Rivera. I'm just thankful for them and helping the IATA and their service to the IATA and putting together this program. Without them, I don't know if we could put this program together. So I do appreciate them. I also want to thank the courting group for all of the work that they do with Jill and Kim. They're just so great individuals to work with our association management. Again, for those IATA members listening, you know, we spend money to have an association management company. There's a huge value, and they really enjoy working with us because we are an active association. And so really appreciative of all their experience and what they're able to provide for this year's annual symposium. And then, you know, go ahead.
So I will definitely echo that comment. Kim and Joe and the Corda Group are fantastic, and they've really helped us continue on and continue being the IAT that we're able to be, and you know, continue growing and pushing forward as much as we have. So yes, I have to echo that sentiment on and you know, love of the Corda Group and all of them.
Yeah. So you know, other things, you know, I want to say is just registration is now open. You can go on the IATA website and get registered. It's a very easy process to get registered. And we're really excited to see how many people come. And again, this is an in-person event. We're going to do it in the safest way possible, following all CDC, state, local, and facility guidelines to be able to do this. So I'm really excited about the event. It'll be kind of different being in person, I think, from this hiatus. But we're really excited to get back to it.
Yeah. So just remember, everybody, you know, go ahead and get out and get a little bit of sun. Make sure it's, you know, it isn't as obvious that you that we've been stuck inside for a year and a half at this point. Remember, you do have to wear pants because it is in person. It is live. You know, people are gonna be able to see the bottom half of your body this time. For the rest of this time, it is Saturday, July 24th. I believe registration starts at 7 a.m. It's at the 502 East Event Center up in Carmel, Indiana. Like Daniel said, you can register on the website. That's iata-usa.org. It's under the professional development tab. You can see register. You can sign up. You can register there. You can see all the speakers. You can see the schedule. You know, the PDC has created a fantastic schedule for everybody for the symposium. You can, you know, remember, up to 8 live CEUs and then a, you know, 2 free coupon codes for the EVP Central. So there's a lot of awesome learning that is available, as well as, you know, getting to hear from both the IATA president and our incoming NATA president, Kathy Derringer. And yeah, again, those 2 free EVP Central coupon codes for those, so you can even, you know, continue the learning after the symposium as well. Again, learn today, apply tomorrow, right?
That's exactly right. And even with our EVP Central, the coupon codes, I do want to let people know, just so that they're aware, those coupon codes will be sent out after the in-person event at the annual symposium. So you'll receive your 2 free coupons. Your coupon code for 2 free courses on EVP Central after the live event. That'll probably be along with your post-meeting survey and those types of things. We're also excited because we're adding 4 new courses to EVP Central. And so those that have been on EVP Central before and gotten CEUs there will be some fresh content so that you can kind of use your coupon code on those new courses. And then, you know, lastly with EVP Central, again, I really want to thank Libigo Russo and they're in the partnership with them and being able to offer free CEUs for our membership. But we will, if those that cannot attend the annual symposium live event, almost all, if not all of them, are going to be recorded and then posted later on EVP Central's website. So if there's a course that you were really excited about, but you just can't make it that day, probably later this fall, those will be available on EVP Central. So be able to get some of that content if you're really interested and can't attend in person this year.
Yeah, and just, you know, go ahead and check out EVP Central as well. They've got some great content on there for CEUs. I believe it's pay by the course as well, isn't it, for EVP Central, you know, outside the coupon code?
Yeah, you can pay by course. And then if you also go into the members only section of the IATA website, we talk a lot about it with the website here with the IATA and And the reason we do that is because there's so many great resources and so much information there. But again, if you go to the members only section of the IATA website, and if you're a member, you just log in and there's actually a coupon code in there that'll get you a discount on those courses on EBP Central.
Great. Well, I think that's about all the time we have. Daniel, thank you so much for joining us on the IATA podcast here and talking up the IATA annual symposium. Again, that's Saturday, July 24th at the 502 East Event Center in Carmel. It's $150 to register up until July 4th. After on the 5th, the price will go up to $200. Make sure you go ahead and check out the website. It's got all your registration information and all of pricing. All available there. Again, it's 8 on-site CEUs, and then you've got a coupon codes for 2 free courses on EVP Central. So it's a great deal. Plus, you get to get back to networking and see people live and in person again. So, Daniel, thank you again for coming on. Again, any questions or anything like that, make sure you check out the website, and we'll see everybody soon. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to the Indiana Athletic Trainers Association podcast, hosted by the Young Professionals Committee. The IATA would like to thank elite sponsor Methodist Sports Medicine, silver sponsors Myotech Sports Medicine and Community Health Network, and bronze sponsor Ultra Ankle. Be sure to follow the IATA on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube for information on any upcoming events.